Hey, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's been a while, but it's great to have back Hall of Fame linebacker Brian Urlacher, and he's here to talk about his participation in the inaugural Club Corp Classic. It's a unique event which will be held at the Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas, April 22nd through 24th. It's going to have some of the top golfers over 50 and some great celebs, and it's going to benefit Momentous Institute, a North Texas nonprofit dedicating to helping all children reach their full potential. Brian, welcome back to the show. And I was going to say the greatest linebacker in the history of the Bears, but then I think about Dick Butkus. And have you seen his Twitter game lately? He's hilarious.
No, I don't get on Twitter very much, honestly. He's a funny guy. I know I've been around him a whole bunch, and he's one of the most, probably the wittiest person I've ever met. He just says, he has no filter either. He doesn't care what you think, which is also a great thing, and I wish I had more of, but he's awesome. He's always been funny every time I've been around him.
I kind of picture like you, him leaning in and just like bumping his forehead into yours.
First of all, like you say, he's one of the greatest of all time in his position. And he's 79 or 80 years old. He is not lost. Like, mentally, he is sharp as hell. He just says things. You're like, did that really come out of his mouth? I really enjoy spending time with him. He's funny.
And, you know, I was looking at the 2000 draft, and you're the only Hall of Famer, but not for long because, Tom Brady's going to be going
there,
in.
There could be one more in our draft class that might be going in real soon. I think that's a pretty safe bet to make.
So, you think about it, when you played as far as today's game, and you think, well, not much should have changed, but things change every year in the NFL. There are new rules every year. So what are some of the biggest differences you've seen?
Obviously the contact, the tackling with, where you can put your head, where you can hit guys, where you can't hit them. The one that drives me crazy is, like, the quarterback's legs. I get you want to protect their legs, but, when a guy trips or gets pulled into the quarterback, they don't take that into account. I'm talking about when the quarterback gets rolled up on or whatever. Mm-hmm. I saw a guy get called for roughing the passer on a sack. I'm like, how the hell do you get called for roughing the passer on a sack? You sacked the quarterback. By all means, whatever it takes to get him down. But that's the one, because they need to take into account sometimes that these linemen get drugged down by the offensive linemen, and they're going to roll into the quarterback. If they're not doing it on purpose, they know the rules. But that's the one that kind of makes you the most frustrated. And then there's always the emphasis, quote-unquote emphasis, that the NFL puts on certain rules every year, and those are the ones that get called more. If I'm a ref, I should call what I see, not what the NFL puts an emphasis on.
Right, the spirit of the law versus the letter
of
the law.
Just call what you see, buddy. Don't worry about what the NFL's trying to regulate. If you see a penalty, throw your flag.
I think one of the more hilarious, I was a D2 safety in the 80s, and as a young guy, I would try to dive into a wedge on a kickoff to, take out four guys.
Yep.
And they made that illegal. Then I thought it was hilarious. They made the wedge illegal. You can't even block like that anymore.
The guys used to lock arms. When I was in the NFL, the guys would still lock arms. You put three or four big linemen, O-line, D-linemen back there, and just put the returner behind them and say, run behind the wedge. And they would lock arms, and then, you got guys just running down there, like you said you did in college, throwing their bodies into the wedge. And now if you even touch each other on the return, it's a unsportsmanlike conduct, I guess, if you try to form any kind of wedge and accidentally hurt somebody.
I also, sometimes I say these rules catch me by surprise, and a couple of years ago, the kickoff goes into the end zone and the receiver walks away, and I'm like, it's a live ball. No, it's not a live ball anymore.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I used to always think on kickoffs, until someone catches it or takes a knee, it's a live ball. Now, you just stand on the goal line, it goes over your head, and they put their arms out to their side. I don't know what that means. That must be the universal, it's a touchback call. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Then the ball doesn't have to be touched or downed or anything. I don't like that rule either, because I used to like it when the ball was live. At least there was some action on kickoffs. Now there's none, hardly. Very few get returned, and there's not a whole lot of action going on those plays.
No doubt. And I know you're very loyal to the Lobos at the University of New Mexico, but correct me if I'm wrong, you wanted to be a Texas Tech Red Raider, and they didn't want you?
So I went to their football camp this summer before my senior year, and I was the most outstanding camper. It's like 500 kids there. I felt pretty good about maybe them offering me a scholarship. and they never offered. They told me I could come walk on there, and then I couldn't afford it, so I had to go. Not had to, but I was fortunate enough to receive a scholarship from the University of New Mexico. So I obviously went there. And I met Zach Thomas when I went to Texas Tech. He was in the weight room working out. He was going to his senior year, and I was going to be a senior in high school. I met Zach in the middle of his 14-hour workout that day. He was in there for like 8 hours. We literally got there at like 8 in the morning, and he was in there working out. We got through at like 3, and he was still in there. I was like, what the hell is this guy doing for 8 hours? That's why he should be in the Hall of Fame already. You know, he's on the ballot every year. For some reason, he doesn't get in.
Well, people, you know, they say, oh, he's under 6 foot. Who cares? Look how he played.
Who cares? Drew Brees is 6 feet at quarterback. You got Russell Wilson, who's not that tall at quarterback. They're both going to be in the Hall of Fame. Size doesn't matter. I mean, if you put our stats beside each other and didn't put our names up, you'd be like, who's in the Hall of Fame and who's not? You wouldn't know, because that's how close we are in stats.
Wow.
Makes no sense to me. Pisses me off.
You know, it's out here in San Francisco, and the Giants are having their early run, and Cody Ross, they were calling him Ross the Boss, and they were saying, you know, the most famous athlete from New Mexico, and I'm like, I think Brian Urlacher would have something to say about that.
Cody's from Carlsbad, right?
He is from Portales.
Where? Portales.
He said it says born in Portales, New Mexico.
It's Portales, and they're actually in our district. We played them there. So it's 70 miles from where I grew up in Lovington. But yeah, I know Cody. I thought he was there was a kid, Shane Andrews was from Carlsbad.
Well, it says he was born there. He might have grown up there. Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway, there's not a lot of us from New Mexico, so we're proud of those guys when they do make it. Tell you that much. Not a bunch of us.
Right, the land of enchantment. And also I want to mention, we're on the American Forces Radio Network, and you have
heard that.
Yeah, you've been to Turkey, all over the place. Why is it important to you to give back?
Because I appreciate what they do for us, you know, and especially these days. You know, you look at what's going on all over the country and around the world. There's not a better time, I think, to show appreciation for our armed forces. But, yeah, I was lucky enough to go on a USO tour. I went to Italy, Spain, Turkey, Afghanistan, and London was our last stop on our trip with General Martin Dempsey when he did his last USO tour. We flew on Air Force Two. Just an unbelievable experience. They requested me to go. You know, I guess they put out these things from the troops, like, who do you want to see? And I guess there was enough requests for them to ask me to go. And if they asked me again, I would go in a heartbeat. It's an amazing experience to get a chance to meet those guys. The coolest thing was they're like, thank you so much. I was like, thank me? Thank right. you. You know, they're so commendable. But it was, you know, obviously we're the ones that should be thanking them for what they do for us.
No doubt about it. And before we let you go, Club Corp, classic.
Yeah.
This is the first time we're going to have this. It's pretty exciting.
It's a cool, you know, anything that we get to do with the Champions Tour, I'm all about. It's so fun because they're all over 50, like you said, but they're cool. You know, they're still playing golf for money, but it's not as serious to them. We played with them a few years ago down in Orlando in an event, and they have fun. You know, they'll give you tips during the round to help you out. They're trying to win. Don't get me wrong. They're still competitive, but it's just such a different feel from playing with like maybe the PGA Tour guys or something else, because these guys are trying to help you out, and they're having fun when they're out there, and they're also taking golf carts, which I also like.
By the way, let me just throw this at you. Let's say you go to the golf course and they said, hey, we're going to put a number on you. You want 44 or 54? What do you take?
44 all day. I got to pick that number. When I got to the NFL, that number was assigned to me. I got to my locker and they're like, you're number 54. I was like, okay, thanks. That was it. College, at least I got to pick my number for a couple years.
All right, great stuff from Brian Urlacher. As I said, Club Corp Cast coming up April 22nd, 24th, Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas. Brian, great to talk to you, man, and let's do it again soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, good stuff.